Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. Middle America is experiencing a propane fuel shortage as farmers and grain elevators need propane to help reduce the moisture content and dry their crops, while homeowners and businesses are in need of the fuel to help heat their buildings since temperatures have dropped. Officials are scrambling in order to help deliver propane for those that need it most. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig informed KLAM News that the shortage is more of a delivery problem.
We're experiencing shortages throughout the state. It's not that there's not enough propane in the country. It has to do with the logistics of getting it to where it needs to go. And so pipelines can only run so fast. We're trying to get more product up the line, but also making it hopefully easier for folks to get trucks to go get supply and help meet that spike in demand. We had a tremendous demand on the system the end of October and into early November. The things that are going to help alleviate that are getting harvest completed and warmer temperatures, and I don't think we're going to see either one of those two in the immediate future. So this will be a situation that we need to pay attention to here for the next couple of weeks.
Naig says that he and the governor and other officials are working with stakeholders to see what can be done to increase the supply of propane. Naig says at least in the short term, the price of propane may increase.
The price will rise to accommodate for transportation issues if there are any. So, you know, we hear about some folks putting surcharges on. You know, it's logical. It needs to be reasonable. But, you know, if a supplier is having to drive to Kansas to get supply, then they will have to pass some of that on to consumers. We'll be watching that pricing situation closely. But as of right now, we'd have no indication that there's anything wrong happening out there. But, you know, folks will have to see an increase of some amount to accommodate for that transportation.
The Iowa Agriculture Secretary believes that once harvest is complete, that shortage issue will then be resolved. An agricultural trade team headed up by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Iowa's Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig is leaving for Japan this weekend. Naig says that Japan is an important market for Iowa farmers.
When you look at Iowa's export destinations, Canada and Mexico are number one and number two, which again is why it's so important to get a USMCA done. Japan is number three. It is our top pork market by value. It's our top beef market. It's our number two corn market. And it's our number three soybean market. So Japan is a hugely important country from an ag product standpoint for the United States, but specifically for Iowa.
Reynolds and Naig will be joined by representatives of the state's pork producers, cattle and beef organizations, corn growers, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. Naig says that the purpose for the trip is to build and maintain important relations with Japanese customers.
Doing what I think Iowa has done very, very well over the years, and that's going and meeting with our customers and building relationships and hopefully selling more products.
The Iowa Agriculture Secretary tells who they will hope to visit while in the land of the rising sun.
When you look at where the opportunity to sell more pork and more beef in particular is going to be a great focus for this, we'll look at the grain piece of it too. But I think there'll be a heavy focus on the meat side of this opportunity to import more. So we'll go to, you know, visit with the distributors. We will get a chance to look at some of the retail locations and just get a sense of what does the Japanese consumer want? How do they react to U.S. products? We know it's been a great market for us already. And so how do we continue to just build on that reputation for quality protein in the grocery store and on the menu in Japan?
Naig says it is fortunate that the United States and Japan recently made a trade agreement. He says that should help with this trade mission.
Timing's everything, right? We were hoping that there would be a deal like that when we went, and sure enough, it happened. And actually, I was able to be in New York when President Trump and Prime Minister Abe signed the intent to do this deal. And that was a great event to listen to those two leaders talk about the importance of each country in that relationship. And I absolutely believe that we are headed for a full free trade agreement with Japan. But in the meantime, to have tariff reductions on these ag products, again, corn, soybean, beef, pork, dairy, that's great news for Iowa.
The trade team delegation consists of 24 people. The Iowa Supreme Court says that a small liberal arts college in Cedar Rapids must continue to classify 7 Grant Wood paintings as restricted gifts that cannot be sold. Cole College doesn't want to sell the paintings but has considered them unrestricted gifts, allowing the college to count them as an asset and boost the value of its endowment fund. An auditor in 2016 concluded that they should be reclassified as restricted property, which reduces the endowment's available assets by $5.4 million. Hotel magnate Eugene Epley gave the college the seven panels that once made up the Grant Wood mural of the Fruits of Iowa in 1976. Epley required that the paintings to remain in Coe's library, so auditors argued that they cannot be sold and must be held as a restricted asset. The college took the case to court, and the district court judge concluded that Epley's intent must be honored. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday agreed, saying that courts often require donation recipients to abide by donors' wishes. The Iowa Appeals Court has ruled against a convicted killer who says that he died during a medical emergency and thus fulfilled his life sentence. Wapello County court records say that Benjamin Schreiber has been serving the life term since being convicted in 1997 of beating a man to death. Schreiber says that his heart stopped five times on March 30th of 2015. At a hospital where he had been taken from the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. Schreiber filed for release in April of 2018. A district judge found little merit in Schreiber's argument, saying that his filing confirmed he was still among the living. The appeals court affirmed that ruling on Wednesday, saying that Schreiber is either alive, in which case he must remain in prison, or he is dead, in which case the appeal is moot. A top Iowa aide to businessman Tom Steyer has resigned a day after the Associated Press revealed that he had privately offered campaign contributions to local politicians in exchange for endorsing Steyer's White House bid. Steyer's Democratic presidential campaign announced that Patrick Murphy's resignation in a statement late Friday. In a statement on Thursday, the former Iowa House Speaker apologized for but did not deny the interactions and said that the concerns expressed by his former colleagues about his overtures were the result of a miscommunication. He did not respond to a message from the Associated Press seeking comment on Friday. Murphy's departure leaves Steyer without an Iowa political director with less than 3 months until the state's leadoff caucuses. The businessman remains mirrored at the bottom of the polls. That's a look at your news this morning here on KLAM.